You are listening to Yes FM, and we are so excited. I don't know if excited is the right word. It feels like elated be the right word, but I've never used the word elated. Sean, how should I say? Should I use excited or elated? What do you recommend? Sean B is with us.
Man, I love the word excited, but elated really just kind of makes it different, and it's a different kind of emotion. So let's go with elated.
We'll go with elated. So, how you be, man? Sean B, no pun intended, but we do catch you. You're on tour with Winter Jam, and right now you're taking the stage in Raleigh here in a couple of days on the 17th. So welcome back to the tour, man.
Man, it has been wild. I'll tell you what, man, the experience that I've had on Winter Jam is something like I never even imagined that I would have. It's been so much harder and so much more fun and so much more everything than I thought that it was going to be. And, you know, we only got 2 weeks left. Like you said, we're in Raleigh coming up on Friday. We only have 2 weeks left. And man, if I could put 10 more weeks onto this tour, I would do it in a heartbeat. I wish we could just keep going year round, man.
Not quite what you thought it was going to be. What did you think it was going to be? I'm curious.
Man, you know what? I had done like festivals before and stuff like that, and it's pretty laid back. Like we roll in, we set up, and then we kind of have like time to chill and hang out. And for this, man, it's been like roll in, set up, and then you're getting ready, and then you're doing Q&A and you're meeting people. It's just like it's just so much all at once. I didn't realize how much goes into it. And you know, the other thing I didn't realize is the crew on Winter Jam, like the people who run Winter Jam, yeah. Man, they're the hardest workers I've seen in my life. Man, these guys tear down all of the equipment, all of that, and they put it right back up the next day in the next arena. And it's just like, it just doesn't stop. It's so wild. So it's like, it's way more fast paced than I thought it would be, but I love it. Like, it's so exciting to me. It's like, man, there's never a dull moment. Literally, there's never a dull moment. And it's just, it's awesome.
Somehow, the way that you paint this, I get the picture that you're going to sleep for about a month when you get back home. Everything I'll is tell like, you what,
man. Yeah. So last night, it was my first like evening off that I've had in about 3 weeks, man. I put in 11 and a half hours of sleep last night. And it was the first time I've caught up, because the most on tour, the most that I've been getting is about five, maybe like between 3.5 and 5. And so I had the opportunity to sleep last night, and whew, man, I just refreshed now.
So I think we're learning off of you is that you're more of a workhorse. The fact that you had move, go. That's how you thrive. Is that about it?
I love it. Yes, exactly. It is so exciting to me when you have like just okay, next, and like always focused and always locked in. It's like you know, to me, I would equate that to a professional football game or a professional basketball game, where it's like there's no, you know, there's no rest. You're always on and you're always pushing, but you know, but you're playing the game that you love. You know what I mean? That's the way that I see this tour, is like, you got to always be on, you always got to work hard, you always have to be ready to go. But at the same time, you're doing what you love. And it's just like, there's no better time. As tired as I've been, I have been also so happy and really just feel like I'm in my element.
When I think of people that are like really moving, there's a bit of a hyperactive kind of working in the background. Were you that way as a kid too? Always moving, driving your parents nuts?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Just no, a simple description. Driving them crazy, Sean.
Yeah, exactly. And man, I was into music and into, you know, like hip hop dancing and stuff when I was younger, too. And so it would always, my parents be like, take a break. Like, it's late. You're supposed to be in bed, you know, just like those kind of things. But yeah, it definitely went back to just like always wanting to stay busy, always wanting to like get into some excitement, you know, like let's make some cool things happen. That's definitely been a mentality in my head since I was young, for sure.
Awesome. Well, you know what? You are going to stay busy because you just ended Tupelo a few days ago. Raleigh is up next, and then you're swinging through Louisville. And sorry, I think I said that a Louisville. I always mess up that word. And then you guys are through Arkansas, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, back into Washington. So we have a large online presence. In fact, I'm seeing, I'm seeing Seattle. You're streaming right now. So they can be back in your area. Great. Yeah. So if you don't have your tickets yet for Winter Jam, Sean B is who we're on with right now. And he's going to be in your area. So be ready for that one. Tacoma, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and Spokane, Washington. So, but Ooh. Speaking of all this busy stuff, along with that, you're also doing more music because Center Stage just came out out recently. We've been playing the guts out of that one. Playing that one like crazy.
Man, I want to say thank you guys for that. I see that y'all have been playing that like wild. And I tell you, I really appreciate that. That song means so much to me. It's definitely my favorite song that I've put out to this point. And the reason it means so much is because it just really emphasizes what I feel that my mission and testimony are all about. It's a song about, you know, preaching by example and showing that love of Christ. It's, you know, being the love of Christ, being the hope of Christ, being the light of Christ, because while we preach, people may not always listen, but everybody is always watching what we do.
Yeah.
And we have the incredible opportunity, whether on the music platform or on your daily platform, or when you're out in just day-to-day life, we have an incredible opportunity to show people something different. And when people say, man, this person just treated me nice when they didn't have to. I was at a hotel this weekend, and they had a mix up with my room, and I ended up getting kicked out a night early. And I was there like, oh, we're sold out, we didn't book you. And I was like, hey, you know what? If there's any way I could just, you know, get in there for a few minutes, I don't mind, you know, taking the next, getting the next available room or whatever. And so they cleared it all up. And when I walked out, the guy stopped me and he said, hey, man, I just wanted to say thank you, because you could have got a lot more mad about that situation than you did. And you really just handled that really nicely. And so they ended up like comping us a room that night and all of that stuff. But as one of those examples of like, you know, people see something different when you preach by example. You know, you preach that love, you preach that patience and that, and just that peace by example. People see something different about you. So that's what this song is about. That's why I'm so excited about it. We actually have a music video getting ready to drop here very soon, and it's behind the scenes kind of stuff, home video footage of my time on Winter Jam. And so I can't wait for that to come out.
Outstanding. Well, you know, it's all the biography stuff that's kind of fun to watch, because we know what your music is. When we see a bio like that, it almost kind of shows us what your life is almost about. So it's cool to hear what you said even a second ago when you gave the story about what happened at the hotel. I was going to ask you, because I think we all know we have a bit of a divided world. In a moment when people are really hunkering down in their faith and hunkering down and just putting a stake in the ground and saying, this is us right here. Some people don't always understand that God thing. What makes it real to you?
Man, I tell you what, man, the thing that makes God most real to me is when you have those moments of you're following him and you've been following him and things haven't been going the best, but then all of a sudden something clicks in your life and you realize, oh, now everything that I just went through makes sense. Like, I see, I went through this for a reason. Those moments to me, when it all comes full circle and you see the purpose of everything like that, those are the moments for me that makes God so real to me, is when he shows he's been with you every step of the way. And, you know, he gave purpose to every step of the way as well. And then the other thing that I really have to say, you know, I love that question, what makes God real to you, is just the... For me personally, has been the interactions that I've had with people on this tour. When I've met people after the concerts and they come up and they tell me, hey, you know, I heard you share your testimony. Here's mine. You know, hey, I'm 100 days clean today. Or, hey, we've been trying to have a kid for 5 years and we finally have our 8-month-old baby. Here he is. Uh-huh. You know, those kind of things. When people tell me their stories, that makes God real to me, because it's like, whoa, like God is working in my life, but he's working in your life and your life, like he's everywhere at the same time. And you just get hit by this rush of encouragement every night. It's like, wow, that's crazy.
Did you grow up in the church?
Yeah, I did. Actually, my grandpa was actually a pastor. And so I was born in church. You know, we were church 5 days a week and Sunday nights too, you know? So it was definitely one of those things. I grew up and having grown up that way, you know, it can be dangerous, because you do see some ugly sides of church. Mm. You know, you see some people that don't necessarily represent Jesus in the best way. And you see people that, you know, have kind of take advantage of the church heart and the church life. But even seeing that, the ability to see the moments where God really comes through and God really changes people and changes their hearts and changes their lives and saves families and saves people from addictions and all of that stuff. The moments where you see God work in that way, far outweigh any negative moment that I had experienced. And so for me, it was like, man, I don't care about the negative because I see the results of a sincere life with Christ. And, you know, we can block out this noise and, you know, we can love these people still, but over here where God is working, like, this is where it's at, and that is way stronger than any negative influence that could have on me, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was cool catching up with you today because it feels like you do all you can do through your music to really preserve the integrity of the scripture that's given to us.
that's good. That's literally, we're in the writing room and we'll write a line and like, can we back that up biblically? Does this go like preaching? Because, you know, I'm a former Next Gen pastor. And so I put a lot of sermons and messages together. And I always think, too, like, you know, if I'm writing my message, I would ask the same thing. Like, OK, does this point that I'm trying to make connect with these scriptures? And so we'll do that now in the writing room. Like, hey, we just said this line. Does this connect? Can we back this up, you know, biblically and stuff like that? And so if we can, then it stays in. And if we can't, then we need to reword it, you know?
Yeah. You're always your toughest critic. We know that.
Yeah. All the time. Always. But you have to. You got to hold yourself to a standard, man. You really have to.
Yeah. Well, if you don't, someone else will. It's kind of how it goes. So, you know what? You mentioned Center Stage a few minutes ago. We got to play Center Stage. In case you haven't heard this song yet, Sean B, I have a song to introduce to you.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. Let's go.
All right. So one cool thing is that you did say this was your favorite song.
Okay, there was a lot of things. First of all, the message that I talked about earlier, like I said, kind of summarizes my mission in my heart. But also, Tony Wood, who I co-wrote this with, he is an incredible writer. He was my very first co-write. I mean, dude's got 35 number one singles in the Christian market. And when I first moved out to Tennessee, man, he just took a chance on me. And he said, you know what? I don't know you, but I know people who say you're all right. So sure, let's jump into a room together. And we wrote a song called Step Into My Story. And, you know, we put it out. It was my first single. It's actually done great. It's up for nomination for the We Love Christian Music Awards right now. And so, you know, we're praying on that. And, but anyways, he had no reason to step into that right with me, with his success and my just being fresh into the industry. But man, he took a chance and he did. And I learned so much from him. And so I got to get back with Tony on this song, Center Stage. And we pulled in a producer, Kyle Williams, who actually produced a lot of stuff for Toby Mac. Oh. Now, Toby Mac is my favorite artist. Like, I knew all of his songs coming up and all of that. Like, he's my favorite artist for sure. So when I heard that I was going to be working with a producer that that Toby had trusted and worked with, I was just like, oh, it's on. Let's go. So it was, you know, some relationship stuff and it was some message stuff. And as they just came together, you know, the energy while we were making the song was just electric and it was really, really a fun experience. So, you know, from start to finish, everything, every element of this song has just been so great.
We express the station's heart right about now. We honor and we love your work and we appreciate everything that you do. And we could not be more excited. We could be more proud of you and for what you're doing. And because in such a short time, you've accelerated so fast, especially working with Toby's producers. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you again for spending a few minutes. I know our time is starting to draw to a close, but can we pray for you real quick before we cut you loose?
Oh, I would love that. Thank you.
Father, we thank you for Sean, and we thank you for the work you've called him into as a musician. Not everybody can do that. And Father, for the energy that you continue to give him for a forward-thinking faith as he goes city by city by city, we speak strength, and we speak, if anything else, God, we thank you for a fresh work and something brand new to keep his mind sharp and keep him moving. And we bless you again for him today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sean, thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. It was awesome being on with you guys. I love everything that y'all are doing and seriously appreciate you guys having this song in rotation. It means so much.